Hey, all the usual suspects today.
I was practiced.
Went pretty good. A little hot out there. A lot of plays. I think it went pretty good. Moved the ball pretty well in the move the ball period. We're doing better. I think we're definitely farther along this year as far as the offense goes. We've got a lot more in. Our eighth install out of nine. So really kind of our last install. I think it went pretty well.
Is it good for you to get that 1 year under your belt and feel a lot more confident as for yourself and for your offense going into this year?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps us knowing that what we're doing a little bit better. It helps the guys up front as well. With Barber in there, Josh Sitton, who didn't play a whole lot last year after his injury, and Tony playing a new position. You know, with those guys having the last 3 months to really work at their positions, I think it's really helped our efficiency up front and with protection stuff.
What about Alan Barber? How about him? How's he been coming?
I think Alan's done a great job. You know, he's a big, strong, athletic guy. He's been a guy who's worked at both guard on both sides and tackle on both sides, and he's kind of getting comfortable at right tackle. You know, when Brando gets back, there's going to be some good competition there, and TJ is doing a nice job as well. But I think you got to get Barber the edge right now. He's doing a nice job, and his thing is just mental. If he can mentally, comprehend our scheme, he's got all the physical tools. He's probably the most physically gifted lineman we got. I think so. You know, last year he was hampered by an injury after not going through most of the OTAs and then showing up late to camp, I think, kind of set him back just a little bit. He started a little bit slow and then finished, pretty strong. So hopefully, we can get him going early because his success, I think, is directly tied to our play action game and singling up our receivers, Greg and Donald, outside to attack the defense.
The whole offseason focus has kind of been on the change on the defensive side. How about offensively? It never stays the same. Are there any changes coming on your guys' side of the ball?
Well, I think we took a lot of the schemes we put in later in the season and installed them in our base plan. Because the spring and summer OTA is all about, putting in a lot of times plays you don't always run during the season. But I think this year, as opposed to years in the past, we're putting in plays that were successful last year during the season, plays that we can maybe put in week five, week six on. And we're putting them into our base package. So when we go into the season, we've already run these plays and rep these plays that were successful last year. We'll be ready to put those in, starting in preseason game one.
Let me get this question out of the way. The continuing saga of Brett Favre, how does that hit Aaron Rodgers this year?
You know what? If he wants to play, if Brett wants to play, then he should play. And that's kind of all I have to say about that. Other than that, he's one player on one team that we play twice a year.
Did you watch HBO the other night?
No, I don't have HBO.
You're supposed to believe that one, Aaron? Hey, are you excited? Are you excited to see what Johnson, the fullback, can do? He seems to be chomping the bit to put some pads on and hit somebody. Are you?
It's interesting. I think as much as we've seen in the last 3 years, fullback is maybe the most interesting position that can have some changes once you put the pads on. We had a kid here in 2006 who looked incredible all spring. Got the pads on and just was maybe a step slower in pads. And it's going to be interesting to see, what Quinn can do, with the pads on. He's a big, strong kid, athletic, and he's going to be tough at the point of attack for those guys.
What are you seeing in what a difference a year makes with Tremaine McKinley?
Well, he's been unguardable on the scout team the entire year last year. And we saw it, in practice, and Brian and Matt saw it every day, being able to throw to him. And he's able, I think, more now to transfer the mental side of the game, onto the field with the first team. He's it's funny, last year on the scout team, we were joking he was a 4-4-5 guy, and on the first team he was a 4-8 guy. Just because he was thinking so much, his game actually slowed down. Well, he's an athletic guy who can go up and make plays. You guys missed it yesterday. He made two really impressive catches for touchdowns in team periods. And he's a guy who's got all the physical tools you can want, speed, athleticism, hands. Mentally, he's just got to understand what we're trying to do on offense and be in the right place and not make any mental mistakes. And if he does that, you can't help but want to get him the ball.
He's a lot closer to that now this year.
I think so, definitely. I think, Detroit was really an opportunity to show that he showed people what he can do, making a few plays in the game. And he's just going to continue to progress. And I like him. We like him in our offense. We're going to hopefully, develop a package for him. And I think as long as I don't throw it on his back shoulder, I think we'll be okay.
Hey, Aaron, how is his maturity? This is last year. He came in here 21 years old.
Yeah.
It's in your international opinion?
I think so. You know, he came in as a guy who played 2 years in college. He was young, very young mentally. I think he's been around the game now. He sees, he's got a good example in Donald Lee of what it means to be a professional. I mean, Donald is a guy who, you know, was traded for, was not really wanted or used, you know, in Miami. We brought him in. He's done some really nice things for us. He works hard. He's a professional every sense of the word. He comes to work every day. So I think being around a guy like him and Torrey Humphrey as well, a guy who's been cut, went to Europe, I think being around those guys has been the best thing for him to kind of see how to see what it really means to be a pro and how you come to work every day and you don't take days off and nothing's given to you.
Aaron, would it be good for you guys and your offensive development that you guys will be in set spots and get across the line and will be so much rotating and shifting like it was last year?
Well, you know what? I think there's actually going to be some shifting once, you know, once Scotty comes back and once Chad comes back in training camp. We're going to try and get our best five out there. I'm not sure what that's going to be yet. I like the five we got right now. I think they're doing a nice job. I think the three up front in the middle are doing a great job. I think Allen has really progressed. I love Tony Moll out there. You know, his energy and athleticism, I think, really helps us out. You know, but if Chad's healthy, he's going to be tough to beat out of left tackle. So it's going to be interesting once we get the pads on, we get the training camp, we get Chad back and Scott back, you know, to see what happens, what the shakedown is up front.
But Mike said something about it earlier that he didn't want to make sure guys were in set position. He didn't want, you know, be moving guys around.
I think what he's talking about that was, you know, if Chad comes back, Tony's not going to be able to compete for the right tackle job. It's going to be Chad and Tony. You know, Spitz is going to stay at center and compete with Scott. Josh is going to be a left guard or a right guard, and DC is going to be a left guard. And we're not going to make DC start at four different spots on the line. I think that's kind of what he's talking about. We have that luxury. You know, in the past, we haven't had the kind of depth we got this year. But with the guys we brought in and the guys who've grown up with us, we got a lot of depth there.
The rookies that they brought in on the line, who sticks out to you?
Well, I really like Evan, his personality. I think he's got the kind of demeanor you want from an offensive lineman. The most impressive, I think, has been TJ. You know, hope Brady's not listening, but he's really been getting after Brady a little bit. You know, he's doing a nice job, big, strong kid. So there's going to be a lot of competition once training camp hits, and those guys will be right in the mix.
Okay, more questions. Aaron, talk about how nice it is that you thought this was voluntary, that still pretty much the entire squad came up and showed up.
Well, that's what Mike's always preaching. He's preaching availability and accountability. You know, this is a voluntary time right now, but I think that word has kind of been almost eliminated from our terminology here in Green Bay now. We realize we're a team. Everybody needs to be here and working towards a common goal. In the past, like in 2005, my schedule was I'd be here at 8 in the morning, work out, be home at 10. You know, and there was about 12, you know, 15 young guys in here. But now when Mike came in and brought his new philosophy and his schedule, you know, guys bought into it and realized that the work you put in March, April, May, and June can really have a good carryover once you get in the season.
Do you view yourself as an extension of Coach McCarthy on off the field and in
locker? I'm a little slimmer. But no. You know, our relationship has really grown. I think over the past couple of years, there's definitely more of a trust factor. I think on his side, you know, trusting me a little bit more with the offense and allowing me to have a little bit of a longer leash. You know, we always talk about the give and take. You know, if he gives me the latitude to, you know, to make changes on the line of scrimmage, you know, as long as I'm putting us in the right situation, he's going to continue to give me that freedom. But when I start, you know, doing things outside the box, that's when he's going to pull back. And so as long as I make the right checks and stuff, you know, we've gotten along pretty well. But it's the time we spend in March, April, and May, the long meeting hours in quarterback school and the honing the fundamentals. I think that really he sees how hard I work and I see how hard he, you know, how badly he wants to win. And we put in the time in the off seasons the last few years, and I think it's going to carry over, hopefully, you know, to being more successful this year.
I know you talked about Brett a little already, but if he does play for the Vikings, are you looking forward to that opportunity for you to match up with Brett?
I'm not going to speculate on things that haven't happened yet. So when that happens, then I'll give you a good answer.